this is Michael Bozy. This is the third installment of the podcast. Hope that you found it to be somewhat useful so far. Today, I'd like to talk about content strategy and why, really, for a small player, why it's your only choice now. Now, I don't find this to be limiting. I actually find it to be liberating, right? Because the simple way to put it is it's made a decision for you. If you think that you're going to do advertising or press releases or a lot of traditional other things that you can do to promote your business, those things can be valuable. But when you're a small player, usually those things are kind of costly, whereas content marketing, for all intents and purposes, is free. Obviously not free, there's a time cost, but you can reach a global audience, reach individuals all around the world, and you can do this at no cost. I mean, this is just, the power is absolutely amazing, and what I hope to do through this whole series is just to try to help you figure out a strategy for how to do that, how to be efficient about it, how to pick the right content, know that it's working, find your audience, get them sharing. I mean, all these things that, you know, sound very difficult from when you're starting from square one, but it's all possible and the stuff works. And from working with clients for the past year and a half, I mean, I've got tangible proof of growing an audience and the effect on the business when that happens. It's just amazing. So when I say content marketing or content strategy is your only choice, I mean, of course you'd expect me to say that, right? If I'm a content strategist, everything's a nail for my content hammer. So of course I'm going to say that, but here's the scoop. When folks are advertising, I mean, think of your own reaction to advertising, right? We've gotten very good at tuning it out. Unless you've done something that sort of touches a heartstring, inspires me, entertains me, makes me laugh, makes me think. Unless you've told a really good story, generally speaking, I'm pretty good, and I'm sure you are, at tuning the advertising out. What we do instead is now, in today's world, we're connected, right? We talk to our peers. We don't listen to your marketing messages in the way that we once did, right? We don't want to hear messaging. We're not listening to you. We're going to go ask our peers. We're going to go research you online. We want to talk to someone that we trust, someone that's used your product already. And if I can't find someone that I trust who's used your product, I mean, I'll listen to someone that I don't even know before I listen to you. Think of how different that is in today's world then. That means that you can't just get out there and broadcast your message and expect people to trust you and to listen to you and to believe you. It's just not possible anymore, right? The rules have changed. So I'll do my research on you online. I'll learn everything I need to know about you and your products. I may return to your site over and over again. I may go to forums. I may ask around on social media. I'm going to do all that before I buy. So what can you do about that? Okay, look, I acknowledge the rules have changed. What can you do? One, be really, really clear and concise on your web product page, right? Respect your customer. Don't try to sell. We see right through that. Just give us clear information. Don't talk down to us. Don't make, you know, assumptions about who we are and what we're trying to do. Just give us the facts. Give us the specs about your product and be honest about it, right? The second thing is to be transparent. Tell us the truth about your product. Don't try to whitewash it, paper it over, try to pump up your product. Don't try to hide bad reviews. We're going to find them anyway. Trust me. Just be honest about who you are, what you do, and give us the facts. Third thing is to be accountable. Real people work at your company, right? Real pictures, no stock images. There's nothing that bugs me more than seeing a site full of stock images. I want to see real images of the folks that work there. I want to hear real voices. I want to hear that actual people are behind this company. I don't want to hear marketing speak. I want to hear folks that are, you know, look, your product or your service is the product of your people, the folks who are your employees, the folks who are you know, share your mission. Let's hear about them. Let's, you know, have someone be a proxy, have someone stand up for the company. It doesn't need to be the CEO, but just speak like you're a person. Okay, next thing is to be really compelling, right? Bland, hyper-sanitized, safe corporate content only appeals to bland, sanitized corporate people. You're not going to inspire anyone. You're not going to move someone to change their mind or make a decision if your content is super safe. Take a stand on something, right? Your company's interesting. The people who work there are interesting. You're trying to do something interesting. Then tell us about that. Be really compelling about that. Take a stand, have an opinion. And then, you know, make it really easy for us to share. Look, we're going to connect with each other anyway, right? Like I said, we're going to be asking one another about this. And do you want to be a part of that conversation, or do you just want to watch from the sidelines? Do you want to have some influence over it? Now, look, you can't control it, but you can have some influence over it. And you do that with your content. So, you know, like I said before, remove the friction, and that will help customers do your job for you, which is, you know, they're actually selling you. They're doing work for you. The best thing you can do is help them and then get out of their way. And then the last thing is just realize that we, the consumer, actually own your brand. This is hard for a lot of companies to realize. They think, oh, I own my brand or whatever. But sorry, this is the way that it works, right? Trying to exercise control over that feels forced, and no one likes forced. So we're the ones who are going to actually come up with your messaging. We're the ones who are going to figure out how to talk about you and your brand. Again, you can help with that, right? You can give some guidance on that. You can provide some language around that. And if people are using that in a positive way, don't resist it. Go with it. Let people come up with their own impressions of your brand. And as long as they're positive, go with it. Don't try to fight it because you think you're something else. So in short, these are the new rules, and, you know, things will go a lot better if you kind of accept and respect the new rules, right? Treat your customers like people, not like consumers. Treat them like partners, not like customers. And if you're honest, honoring your promises, delivering more value than you extract, then you're doing content marketing. And really, that's kind of your only option if you wish to get people talking about your product or service via word of mouth. And like I said, that's going to be a lot more effective than pretty much anything that you can do. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some patience, but it's really worth it. Well, that'll about do it for today. As always, I hope that you find these things to be helpful. Hope that you'll keep listening. I really appreciate the attention, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.